KTX, mobile.
KT, mobile.
Eric, hopefully it just resets while you're at work today and it'll be okay, but if not, you know the drill, I guess.
Yeah, it's not the first time it's done this. Usually if it's just off for a while, it'll start working. I was just hoping that it didn't have to be off for so long.
I'm not 100% sure, but just knowing the manufacturers, they probably got it set on the 20-minute delay for the doors. So, you know, so you can sit there in the car after you cut it off and then not go out right away.
Just to make sure everything shuts off, because when you shut it off, everything stays on, like the radio and all that. None of that stuff turns off until you open the door. So, you know, usually it's pull over, stop, open the door, and hope it goes to sleep quickly and then come back up. But I left it off for a couple minutes, but I guess it wasn't long enough.
Thankfully, it's just something that doesn't affect how the car drives that's giving you that problem.
Even of this, you know, this car has been pretty reliable. I've never had it have it in the shop for anything except tires.
Thing, and getting parts availability, just think it's going to be a problem because it's already a problem in some cases, and they're not even that old.
Getting some supply chain hiccups again now too. So, yeah, who knows? I know that for my truck. You know, getting parts from Nissan for my truck is darn near impossible. It's, you know, 6 to 12 months on some things.
HTX. Unfortunately, I see that on quite a few manufacturers riding around waiting for parts on stuff. I'm waiting on a torque angle sensor for steering column with no ETA from Ford. On my vehicle, and that's the power steering. It's crazy, but I'm gonna be out for a minute. I'm gonna switch vehicles, and then I'll be back here. KO4HGX.
Okay, T.